Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
If you follow me on Instagram, which let's face it, you probably should, it's at Sex with Emily, you've probably seen lately that I've been rocking a very unique piece of jewelry in a lot of my pictures. And you've heard me talk about it on the show, but I cannot take this thing off, and it's not because it's a vibrator. I'm obsessed with my newest sex toy. It is the Vesper by Crave. It's a gorgeous necklace, first of all. I wear it, like I forget it's a vibrator sometimes, I just wear it to layer pieces. But it's a twist. It's wearable technology. And so it's got like style and pleasure, and it is powerful. Let's just talk. You don't just want a vibrator that looks good that's not powerful. It's powerful. It's discreet. You can wear it to a classy dinner. You can wear it over your boyfriend's, girlfriend's house and just say, hey, look what I got. They wouldn't even know you had a vibrator on your neck. And they're beautiful. Everywhere I go, people are like, that's a really beautiful necklace. I'm like, oh, by the way, it's a vibrator. I've never seen anything like this. I'm telling you, if you're thinking about Valentine's Day, this will be a hit with every single person, woman, and man. I know men who wear this too on the planet. It's the biggest buzz, no pun intended, in the sex toy community. It's easily rechargeable by USB port. It's so well made. I charge it on my laptop. So it's like elegant, it's pleasurable. It's your done and done gift for Valentine's Day or for anyone that you love that you want to see have a really good time. So go to lovecrave.com and use code Emily for free shipping. Check it out and check out the pictures. I mean, I don't even know how to tell you. I'm obsessed. I love it. And you will too. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
we rolling?
Yes.
Sound speed.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We have the funny BFFs, Jake and Amir, and they have a web series on College Humor and a podcast, If I Were You, and they're just all-around funny guys. JakeandAmir.com. Check it out. We're going to be giving you advice on a variety of topics tonight, sex, dating, relationships, and you're going to get a little more of the male perspective. So thanks for listening. I'm sorry about being... Okay, I was really on time. Yeah, I meant we need to talk.
Yeah,
in 10 years. No, but I've been thinking about the 10-year thing. Like, it's... Uh-huh. I started my podcast 10 years ago, and then we were on CBS Radio in 2006. Is that the year you started? So that's... I mean, 10 years of the show, and then that, you know. And I think that's just, you know, we got... Remember we used to say, like, show 69, we're going to have a drinking show.
Yeah.
We never did. And then we're like, 169. And now we have, like, 2,000 shows, and I just think we should do something fun. Like,
have you ever had the drinking
do, like,
show?
An hour shows. No! We should be way... Well,
we were really drunk that one time.
We were doing a live show on Sirius.
Yeah.
And Playboy, was it? Or no.
Yeah.
And we got really drunk before.
Really drunk.
We were wasted. Like,
and we thought we were so funny.
Will you have us back for a drinking
show?
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Do you guys want to come?
Yes, definitely.
I think, you know, who isn't a little better when they're a little buzzed,
we've
right?
We've done a couple drinking shows now.
Are you like wasted funny?
No, we're like happy drunk.
Are you funnier, you think, when you're drunk or not?
We're definitely more confident.
Well, that's the thing. No filter. Like, I already have no filter, but then I have no filter.
Yeah. So less of a filter.
Less of a filter. So then it's, you know, it's really good. But I'm sorry, here's the thing.
All right.
I try to get here, you know, I try to be on time, and the friggin' bathrooms, okay, so we're the Podcast One building where we were recording, and there's a beautiful bathroom right next door that they just took down.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there, it looks like you're going to fall into a construction hole because there's, like, no floor. And
wow.
Then everyone was trying to send me, so I ran, you said way, I ran in my 5-inch heels, I fell down, there was a FedEx guy, and I'm like, where's the bathroom? And then at the same time, I had a wardrobe malfunction, and like my bra popped open, and then my bag, that's what happened before the show.
Oh, no.
And so I'm sorry that we're starting a little bit late.
But what a good day for the FedEx guy.
Yeah, but the whole bathroom thing, and then I just felt bad. I lost the moment already, because you guys are, you know, you guys are here, and I just felt bad, because I didn't, you know...
No, we're happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
So,
and I don't like being, you know, late because I have to pee and there's no bathroom.
Well, I also was late because I got here.
You were late.
I went downstairs to pee.
Did you have the same issue, though, finding the bathroom?
My penis fell out when I was talking to the FedEx guy.
Oh, my God. That's why he looked so scared.
That was it.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, Jake and Amir, Menace would rather talk. We don't have anything to say.
Yeah, just hurry up with what you have to say, and then I want to talk to them.
Okay, dude, shut up. Fuck off. Don't be so fucking...
You guys have known each other.
Menace is such a dick. No, here's the thing. This is why people... So Menace and I do the show sometimes. Like, every other... I do two shows. He's on some, not. He was on... He still lived in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And people would like it because he's kind of like... likes to give me shit about stuff that's really old issues. It has nothing to do with how I am anyway. And then when there's guests here that he's like into, then he acts like even... then he's even more of a douchebag.
Hell. No, she's totally the douchebag when there's guests in.
He's all the time. He likes you guys.
Hell no.
And he's like trying to be cool.
That's her.
It's fine.
You're deflecting. That is totally you.
We are siblings. Except for, we are.
All right,
siblings.
I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to go fix something.
Yeah, go do your thing. I have nothing. I was just going to say that I'm doing. Oh, okay. So this is what you guys have to do. I have a survey. Do you guys ever do a survey on your podcast and ask people, like, on your life or, like, your shows, JakeandAmir.com?
Sometimes we'll do something like that and ask people to, like, weigh in on Twitter.
Yeah. I've been doing this for a while. I did a survey maybe 5 years ago, and I was like, you know, 10 years, I'm thinking, like, what do you like? What don't? I mean, it's does web people listen to it. Y'all like it. But I want to know, we just posted a survey today. It'll take you, like, 2 minutes. And I know you're, like, on Facebook for, like, 10 times that amount. And it'll really help us improve the show. So we're just asking you questions like, you know, what you like, what you don't like. I can totally take it. If you don't like Menace, I understand. and also, we're giving away, like, friggin' cool prizes, like sex toys, like gold necklaces, like Vesper.
I genuinely do want one of those.
Is that
do you really?
Be,
no, I'm serious. Like, it's the best.
Is that supposed to be long
mom.
Enough?
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
Is that supposed to be long enough for you to use while you wear it?
If you're super acrobatic, you can lean down and... No, you take it off.
Wow.
Do you want to play with it?
Yeah.
Okay. So so there's that, and so fill out our survey. We're going to be tweeting it out, Sex with Emily. It's all Sex with Emily across the board, and Menace will retweet it because he's nice like that. And it'll also live on our website, and I'm hosting what? Oh, my. I'm co-hosting the podcast awards. I'm giving them my vibrator while I'm talking, so that's hard. I've never actually done that before on the show, played with a vibrator, and no, I actually have.
Oh, that is nice.
So I'm co-hosting, you guys, the podcast awards. I just found out. In Vegas with Dennis Miller.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So maybe we'll give you an award and all that. So
it has different vibrating settings.
No,
this is a pulse.
It pulses.
Wow, very fast.
I wish I brought the charger to show you because I'm like kind of a tech geek that I'm like, I can't believe you just unscrew the top and you put it in.
Imagine it's going to be.
It's just so freaking cool.
It's going to be wireless and Bluetooth.
Well, do you know about these vibrators now?
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. So there's all these. So that's all I want to say. But people, fill out my survey if you love me and you care about the show, if you hate the show, whatever the hell. We want to hear from you. And that the podcasting awards. Oh, and then there's a thing where you can vote for us for the podcasting awards. And these guys have a podcast. You could vote for Jake and Amir as well.
Vote for us.
Are we nominated?
I think that it's a people have to nominate you thing. So they just sent me a link saying, hey, do this. So wherever you see it, like, vote for all of us because we're doing podcasts and it's really fun. Agreed. But we're not like rich.
Well, you guys just asked about Bluetooth. So last week she was talking about how there's actually remote vibrators now. So let's say you have a girlfriend in Tennessee and you're here in LA.
Yeah.
You can actually control the vibrator on your phone.
Yeah, there's an app for it.
So I could get my girlfriend off.
Yes.
Yeah.
From far
if you're
away.
On the phone.
I'll show you guys after. There's one by, just coming out now, the Dua by Jeju, who I love.
Yeah.
And then there's also Oh My Bod. Which, whatever. So
my
bod. I cannot believe these vibrators. And WeVibe 2 makes it the WeVibe 4 Plus. So there's an app you download from your whatever. And you connect with your partner. She has the app. I don't know if you guys are straight, but.
I am. I can't speak for him.
Then you could be in a long-distance relationship. You could be in a long-distance relationship. You could be in the next room. You could be in the office. And then she has the vibrator on, and you like text her, hey, let's start some vibing. And then on your phone, it's like up, down, left. You can control the vibrator.
Can my phone be connected to multiple vibrators? Because what if I've got a girlfriend in Tennessee, a girlfriend in Washington State, one in Chile? Like,
right. They'll be like, why are you vibing me now? We didn't have a vibe date till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I got it. No, you actually can. But you have to link up with one person. I think you have to download the app again or something. Or you have to I don't know if you can add different accounts, but several people have asked me this. So is everyone just fucking everyone?
I just believe in polyamory, so.
Do you really?
Not really.
No?
You don't
believe in it, or you would never be able to
I don't.
Do it?
Oh, I've tried to practice it, and it's a failed experiment. Yeah.
Would you like that to sleep with you? Or?
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. But some people, you know, it does work for.
Totally.
I live in San Francisco. It's like the largest swinging polyamorous.
It's free. It's groovy. It's fresh. It's now.
Oh, right. God, you're a grandfather.
Yeah. Also, I think they're working on, like, doing stuff with the Oculus.
Oh, the virtual reality thing?
Yeah. And having, like, it hooked up in different areas with you and your girlfriend and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Well,
so
tell them about the attachment with the fleshlight and the iPad.
Oh, okay. So do you guys know what a fleshlight is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Actually, I got rid of a fleshlight a couple of years ago. I tried it out.
You didn't like it?
I liked it. It was just too... It was so big.
Right. Okay, so here's their new one, Fleshlight Go. It's in a can.
It's on a necklace.
It's not a necklace. It's actually, I'm wearing one right now. It's why my ass looks so big. It actually goes down my back.
Emily.
Okay, well, I don't think my...
No, it's perfect.
Okay, so fleshlight, it's supposed to be like, play on like flashlight.
Yeah.
Do you know what the flashlight, male masturbation sleeve?
Yeah.
Because guys only have their hands, right? So they're like, we'll make a sex toy. So men can you put a little lube in and you masturbate and it simulates the sensations of real sex. But the other one, a lot of them are big. This is the Fleshlight Go, which is coming out soon. And the Fleshlight Flight is also lighter weight. So I'm going to give you one of the light.
You don't actually need
you
the
can put
actual,
in your back
like the flashlight part
you
of it. All
don't.
You need is this little sleeve.
Yeah,
right?
That you just wash out after you masturbate into it. And
cool.
It
the different. Flashlight thing was to sort of disguise
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But it didn't disguise. It still
You're
looked
like
some.
That is so a male masturbation. Yeah.
It didn't look like a flashlight
right.
quite enough.
But the new one does.
That's cool.
Anyway, so the Fleshlight, why are we? So the male. So Fleshlight just came out with a new toy that. I know. Do you want this one too?
Yeah.
It is, it looks like a hollow penis.
Sweet. A jalapeno?
And your partners, we're speaking of wireless, so pretend that I was dating all of you. No, one of you. We were connected and there's an app. And I could start touch. I would have the hollow penis and use my finger around it and I could like be stroking your penis and you'd be having some kind of technology in you where it vibrates you. Right, Madison?
Oh, that's great.
Works?
So you're stroking the fake penis, but it's like.
Stroking you.
Gotcha.
In the exact same way?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's cool.
Yeah. Right? I know. You should just come to my office because it's like a sex toy factory.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Come so, bring a little shopping bag.
You told them about the iPad attachment, though. Like, sits on top of
the flashlight. I mean, the flashlight. So then there's another one. You guys, we're just going to say the sex toy. It is a, if you're watching the iPad, oftentimes men look at their phone, say, or an iPad when they're masturbating, I've heard. And so it has an attachment underneath it, and you can stick the flashlight in it, and then you're holding your eye. And then you can be like,
holy shit, so it's like you're fucking your iPad.
You're like fucking your iPad.
Wow.
Whatever you're watching on your iPad, you're fucking.
Yeah, they have different videos and stuff like that. There was this one where like somebody's like fucking Yoda. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
What's it called again, Madison? The
Launchpad.
The Launchpad.
Yeah.
Kids are going to grow up with the strangest.
Dude, they already are. Porn is completely.
It's crazy.
So look into that.
They don't have.
I had to steal magazines from my father's office. That was how I.
Wasn't that a simpler time? Just stealing.
I had to fuck my iPad without any attachment. You saw me the other day.
Yeah, you put your dick in the headphone jack.
Dude, how did you explain that to the Genius Bar, man?
Yeah, I gotten myself into a sticky situation, and he sort of understood what I was talking about.
Oh my God. Wow. That's hilarious. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in sex toys.
Yeah.
So we saw those. This is a big sex month so there was sex toy conferences.
January.
Yeah, exactly. Big month. Who knew? Menace, you dying to talk. What were you going to say?
No, I was just, I was going to move on into your sex life. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Who are you banging? Who are you hooking up with?
Whoa. Jesus.
This is really brave.
Menace. What's going on Tinder?
Okay, so Menace is at a girl. I went on Tinder once. And then,
shut the fuck up.
You went on the app once or you went on a date?
Oh, I went on the app a bunch. Just to show my friends who've never been on it what it is. I went on one date. It was actually a live blind Tinder date on my show.
Oh, shit.
In the studio. So, yeah, I do my show before Loveline, usually in the studio, and they all met him beforehand. We had wine like we used to do at the station.
Mm-hmm. And how was he?
It was like a real date. Well, the podcast live date was good. Like, I liked him there, but you know how you're sort of in a weird... Like, I won't remember. Do you remember everything that you say when you're on your show?
No, it's like this weird open zone where you feel very comfortable and free.
Exactly. And people are like, oh, you said this or that. I'm like, did I say that? Like, I don't even remember. So anyway, it was a nice date. I felt present and connected to him.
Right.
And I liked him. And then we went on a second date, and I didn't want to kiss him when we got in the car. And I think it's a pretty clear sign. He's like, you're clearly not into me. I'm like, no, you're awesome. You're sweet.
Well, it's nice that he said that. It's nice that he said you're not into me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, if you don't want to kiss me... Yeah, he didn't really say that, but he kind of was like, okay, I got it. Like, I'm out. And I never heard from him again. But I like Tinder just to show people, but I'm not on it right now.
How come?
But because I actually don't have a lot of time. I would start finding matches on there, and then I forget to get back to them. And like, they were cute guys, too. Yeah. I mean, sometimes mostly losers, but.
You're hooking up with your career.
I know, but it's been a really long relationship. Like, I'm almost already, I think it's time to break up. No, I love my career.
Amir's single.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
So do you, how do you, like, actively single? Like, are you out there trying to find someone?
I'm out there trying to find some two, not necessarily someone.
Excuse me.
I'm looking for a threesome.
Are you?
No. I'm not looking for a relationship.
You're not looking for a relationship. You're looking for casual sex, friends with benefits.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I found that I'm really into, like, the first three dates.
Well, that's the best part. That's the best part of the entire relationship. You can never get that back.
So that's why I just want to
only
going to
have three dates from now on.
Yeah,
it's like cocaine or drug. If you've ever done any kind of drug,
I've only I've only done the three dates thing.
Right.
I'll understand the metaphor.
No,
I love drugs.
You get it? Oh, you love drugs. Okay, so those first three dates, or sometimes they call it the first like 3 months of any relationship, 3 to 6 months, the honeymoon phase, when you're like, oh my God, they're amazing.
Yeah.
If you look at the brain chemicals that are spiking, dopamine and oxytocin,
it's the same as drugs.
Same as being in drugs. But the addiction you get to that, you're like, I want that back. And when it dies for you, it's pretty 3 dates.
Yeah.
But that's typical between like 3 dates, 6 months. You can never go back to that. You can keep it going and interesting. And apparently, if you're in a long-term relationship, it gets like deeper and more profound.
Right. There's another chemical that I forget what it's called. But
dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin.
Yeah.
And cortisol.
There's something with an N.
Cortisol, norepinephrine, or whatever.
Norepinephrine,
yeah.
That's the one that, like, creates long-lasting bonds.
Exactly.
So you feel, like, a sense of loyalty, even though you're not getting that, like, dopamine rush.
Exactly.
You find pleasure in, committing to someone.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's attachment.
Right.
Cortisol.
Oh, attachment, yeah.
It's like the attachment gene. So what happens is, those are spiking the first 3 dates. You're like, oh, my God. Da-da. And then you're like, I already know this. It's not that you want the rush.
Yeah, it's exciting to meet new people.
It's all on dopamine.
But the thing is, it's hard because it's hard to get that back too. So maybe you got to go to date 4 next.
But if I'm after date 3, I already know that I don't want to like marry this person. I already feel bad stringing them along for date 4, 5, 6,
so
7.
At least you know that she'll go on like 40 more dates with the guy.
I go
after the third, she doesn't even like him.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay,
I've cut the time in half.
All right, good.
Yeah, well, you're smarter. You know what you want now.
No. I mean, I know what I don't like. I know what I don't want. There I know what I want, but I know what I can recognize it. It doesn't take me 3 years now. It takes me like. But here's my question for you guys. So when you go on, are you single as well?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. So how long does it take when you're on a date and you decide, you know, does it take you to the third date? Does it take, you know, on the first date?
To decide what?
To decide that you don't want to be with them.
Or
you
Oh, I just know that I never want to be with anybody. But I go past the third. I go past the third date.
Right, because you want the sex.
Yeah, I like that.
Because that happens on the fourth date, typically, they say.
Is that the average?
No, I don't want to perpetuate that, but yes. Menace, you've been... Don't you think like the fourth date, or that's what everyone says? Like the
I have sex
date.
On the majority of first dates that I'm on.
You do?
Well, you don't go on dates. You just
oh right, I just get drunk places.
Yeah.
Oh, that
that's
works
sort
too.
Of like a date.
Jake's not having like a sober dinner with someone.
No, exactly.
That doesn't happen.
You're not like taking it to like a show or something.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm at this dance club. It's 12:18 a.m.
Yeah, let's
come meet me. Oh, we hooked up.
Yeah,
that's date one.
Right, and then there'll never be a second.
Yeah.
That okay? So you just hook up with chicks mostly.
Yeah.
Is it because do you have like anxiety around approaching women and meeting them when you're not?
No.
It's very common.
I will.
No, most people do. And that's why guys are so email me every day because, you know.
I think I just have anxiety about like liking to be alone. So I don't want to like date anybody and
have them
have my
on your
time
space.
Tied up. Yeah.
I totally get it. That's been absolutely. I know what you mean because you feel like you're giving up a part of your independence and your freedom. Right. But what they say. And I say, as
who's
a
they? You keep referencing
this. You know
you're
why?
Talking about the
Let
two people next
why.
Door.
I'm not.
These are married
I'm
people
like,
that are poisoning our ears.
Can I be like? Can I be honest, Jake? I'm more like you. Like I'm. They say that it goes deeper when you stick with someone. I've been in long-term relationships. It does happen, but that's not typically. That's not really what I want either. And I also have a fear of losing my independence. And in relationship, I'm very. You know, I am married to my career. We're having a really good time here. No, but I am sort of. If someone ever tries to take that time away from me, I'm like, it makes me anxious.
Yeah.
And they say I know it's true because I've kind of done it. What I'm saying is people, you can have your independence when you're in a relationship with someone. You will find someone where you'll be able to still be you and she'll appreciate your alone time.
But see, I'm not worried about another person taking that from me and like another person stealing my independence. I just know me in relationships. I don't give yourself the space. I don't do enough to protect my independence. Because I like my initial thought, especially when I'm in that honeymoon phase, which is the most dangerous place for me to be.
Right.
I'm like over-promising, oversharing.
You like give her a key, she moves in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting connected. And then it's like I turn around 3 months later. I'm like, fuck.
Right. Why is she living with us? Because you guys are roommates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have girls who like stay for weeks at a time?
Weeks at a time. But like,
oh, right. Days.
Days. Mm-hmm. Hours, really. The last one was 2 minutes. Which I thought was kind of rude.
I've gotten faster.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we need to talk about that?
Can I rewind back, though, real quick to you guys, you know, started out in New York.
Yeah.
And now you're here in Los Angeles. Why'd you come to L.A. and how much, you know, difference is it? Because something just came out today where New York is like the third freakiest city.
Freakiest?
For what?
Yeah, for like people like getting it on. And then LA is like number six.
Wait, what's number two? One and two of New York City?
Number two is San Francisco. Right. And number one is Portland, actually.
Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really?
So how has it been like the transition? Why'd you guys even come out here?
I don't know. We should have moved to Portland.
Yeah,
exactly. I thought it was going to be freaky.
I'd be down to get a little freakier.
Yeah.
As luck would have it.
Because, so you guys have a certain level of fame. Like in New York, right? So it was probably easy to hook up with.
I'd put your hand closer to the table when you said certain level.
Well, all right, certain level.
The thing
about our popularity is that we're well known amongst a lot of like basically teenage to college aged guys. So it doesn't really help with girls right off the bat. It helps eventually.
Yeah.
When like on date two or something, when they ask what we do and they find out that we're. Not even that we're famous, but just that we're writers and that we're successful at it.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way.
If only we were gay pedophiles, I feel like we'd have a field day just boning 15-year-old
Jewish
boys.
Like, if we were
in
a semi-popular band, we would have sex way, way more than we have.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
No, musicians trump all. However, women they like smart.
Well, they look
like
you up on like Twitter or Instagram, like, oh, they got all these followers.
And totally.
Like,
yeah. And it's kind of fun.
Then they start following.
They already Googled you before the first day.
And it gives us a chance to be humble because they look us up and they're like, wow, why do you guys have so many followers? And we're like, oh, we're just, I don't know, we just like to write and that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Listen. So that definitely helps out. But how's that been like versus LA versus New York and stuff like that for you guys?
It is more tame out here. Although I was in a relationship for most of New York. So I wasn't a single eligible dude in New York. So
is that five date relationship? Five dates?
That was 3 years plus.
Wow.
Good for you.
So I don't know what happened. After that, I turned into this. No, it wasn't even that hard. It was like fairly mutual. Kind. Yeah.
Mutual. I'm not into you. You're not into me.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're not going to get married.
You spent so long not having independence that you really valued.
Yeah, now I stocked up on my not being independent, and now that I have it, I'm like, oh, I can't get rid of it ever anytime soon.
So how are you trying to? So are you? How are you meeting girls?
Either in person while traveling or online with apps.
Which apps? Tinder.
I've used Tinder.
Okay, my friend calls it a blowjob dispensary.
Wow, that is an amazing log line for any app.
Because he gets a lot of blowjobs.
Even Audible.
It's a dude that gets blowjobs?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a lot of blowjobs from Tinder, actually.
Wow,
I should talk to him. Is he more attractive than me?
No, no such thing. He's different than you.
That's yes. How old is he?
He has a better face and body. Dick.
34, 35.
Oh, is he getting blowjobs from younger or older ladies?
Younger. The younger girls, because I think they're like, I'm not going to do anything because I don't want to sink a boob, but I'll give him a blowjob.
If it's anybody that she's hanging out with, he's definitely sleazier.
That happens to you sometimes where a girl's like, I don't want to have sex with you, but I'll blow you.
Yeah.
Because we're such pleasers.
That's
like,
so intimate.
Don't give a blowjob, girls, right away.
That's the new making out, though. Everything is so next level these days.
Anal's like shaking hands.
Wow. Yeah, I should re-download Tinder.
Like, call me my parents for Christmas.
Okay. Hot.
So Tinder. So do you find that the girls are different than let's just say overall? Forget about meeting.
Imagine they're more straightforward in New York.
Oh, in LA, it's much more like professional and like I'm like dating when I'm like and like New York, it's kind of like you said, it's going out late at night, it's getting freaky.
Right.
I think because New York, there's so many places to go out, and I think you don't want to waste a weekend like going on a date. I would be out with my friends, and all of us would be on Tinder, and somebody would get a Tinder match, and then like a group of girls would come out and meet us. That was the way
that's so brilliant.
Which is so much more fun than like a single date. That's like, I have to go and give you 2 hours of my time, a dinner. I don't know.
And when she shows up, you're like, dinner? Like, I want her to leave now before he brings a menu.
And the first half of the date is sober, very sober.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's do shots at home.
What's another benefit about New York is everything stays open so late, you know? So you just get more and more drunk.
That's true.
Yeah.
New York is more of a party scene. LA is a lot. I mean, I guess Uber and ride sharing is sort of changing that.
Because
in my experience in LA, it's been like, you know, we're all going to go to one bar because parking's a hassle. And then we all can't get that drunk because we all have to drive home after.
Yeah.
Uber and Tinder, like, nobody ever has to, like, leave their self drive.
Yeah. It's making LA a little more fun.
Or go on a date ever again and worry about getting... No one's going to get a DUI or go on a date again ever, probably, because that's the thing is about Tinder. So before that, though, before Tinder even, it feels like for a year, at least San Francisco, because we lived in San Francisco. You're Bay Area. You're from the Bay Area, right?
No, I went to school up there.
You went to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Did you...
No, I have nothing to do with the Bay Area.
You guys became BFFs after college?
Yeah, we met in New York City.
Okay, got it. So, but up there too, I felt like no one asks you out. They're kind of like, hey, meet up with my friends. Like, that's typically what I think guys do anyway. And
it's
then
we like
and now Tinder,
so
you just order it. Like, it's like ordering a pizza. Like, you know someone's coming. It's not like, maybe we'll meet a chick tonight.
Exactly. Which is nice.
I mean, kind of awesome.
I don't want to sacrifice time with my boys. I love my friends.
I know. You're in the dude phase now. It's fine. Don't trip on it. I think it's okay.
Because
you'll get to the point maybe where you're ready for it.
We'll see.
You know, where you're like, oh, actually now my alone space doesn't feel as, you know, it doesn't, it feels like I'd like to chill.
Another problem is I don't ever feel alone because I live with two of my friends. So I'm like, isn't it lonely to be alone, single? It's like, no, because I'm always just at home hanging out. If I was living in a studio apartment, I have to get a shitty studio apartment and not live with anyone. Then I will feel the loneliness enough to need
a
girlfriend.
Will you miss me or a girlfriend?
I would miss... Oh, what do you mean? Right now?
Like, if you lived alone, would you say, hey, I want to live with you and Marty again?
Oh, yeah, I would just move back with you. Yeah, that's what I would miss. Is there a Tinder for friends? Is there an adult friend finder?
We already have friends.
Facebook.
But, perfect.
No, but there should be for friends. Because, like, I just moved. I mean, I moved here 2 years ago now, but it's hard to meet, like, good. I mean, I've met some people. I have a million friends.
You just need to meet one, because then they can meet and introduce you to three.
No, I have. No, I mean, I have, but, like, it'd be nice just to not have to go through the bullshit. People.
Who's your newest friend?
Oh, you suck. Mm-hmm. My friend Emily.
Your newest friend?
Her name's Emily. Name That's the only thing that sucks about her. As I'm like, no,
I hate her name. How, when
I've
did you meet her?
I've never been friends with another Emily. I met Emily probably a few months ago.
And then have you had one-on-one time, alone time?
Yes. She is so funny that I laugh so hard that my stomach, it hurts. Like,
oh, it's actual side-splitting laughter.
Wow. No, side-splitting hilarity.
How did you meet her?
I met her through a friend of mine that I was kind of dating, or date sometimes.
Oh, it's like a friend of a friend?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're best friends, you know, and then she's married. She's cool, but she's awesome, and she's hilarious, and she makes me laugh. And the other night, we actually went out with some friends. We went out with, I don't want to like be like, whatever, but let's just say somebody in entertainment, because I talk about names, but he's
she's
really funny.
Oh, wait,
mouth
the name to me so I can know.
No, yeah. I don't do that.
She just mouthed John Stamos.
No.
She said
holy
John Stamos.
Shit, Uncle Jesse.
No, I think she's funny, but he was like, oh, my God. And he said the next day, he goes, she should do sketch or something. She's really funny. I'm like, no, and she's cool. So she's a new friend. I love her.
That's good.
And I have a few good girlfriends from college here. It's all going well. So, oh, but
I was
the guy
saying,
situation,
making new friends is very fun.
Exactly.
It's fun to have a new friend.
Did you have any new friends? I feel like we're new friends because we had dinner at the podcast one.
Yeah, but it's not like we're spending really one-on-one time or not texting
each
other.
You never, like, call me or text me anymore. Or
did you want me
you
to?
You never did.
I never got your
tweeting?
Phone number.
Well, you never tweet me.
How do I? Oh, yeah, I guess
I
don't tweet you.
I don't tweet you. Yeah,
yeah, you didn't tweet
me. I will. I thought we were friends. We, like, you know, things were going well.
We were deaf-friendly.
But you guys, do you mind? I have to take a quick break here.
I actually do mind.
But I do want, when we come back, I would love you guys to, you guys give advice on your amazing podcast.
We do.
I would like you to help us give some people advice. So, right now, though.
Oh, right now? Right the second?
Oh, you know what I need to talk about. Speaking of lasting 2 minutes, remember you said that earlier? Mm-hmm. Some of your relationships. Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation.
Really?
And do you know how you define premature ejaculation? It's like a minute, 2 minutes or less.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
However,
two minutes from when?
The guy ejaculates from, like, the time he sees you.
Of enter?
From the time he sees you across the bar. No. From the time of, like, entering, yeah.
You're ejaculating right now, so that's premature.
Oh, dude, yeah, totally.
But
I'll give you a bottle.
The clock hasn't started yet, so it's not technically
premature.
Right, you're
not premature. Anything. Unless you have
really
a flashlight
from a
there.
Clock I had going before.
Unless you have a flashlight going with. Okay, but promescent, one in three men suffers from premature ejaculation, but they also. Sometimes they just don't last as long as they want. Because women, how long do we take to orgasm?
Right.
How long would you guess a typical woman takes to orgasm?
8 minutes.
14 minutes.
Okay, it's about between 20 and 40.
40?
Wow. What, I'm supposed
Some
to
girls?
Be in there for 40 minutes?
Was that including foreplay?
That includes foreplay.
Oh, okay.
You guys are so cute. Okay, yeah. So it does include foreplay. But however, there's a gap. So even if you're a guy Thank that God. Lasts 12 minutes, even if there's a guy, you're like, I did it. We'll talk after, too, about that. The foreplay stuff. 8 minutes. Let's say a guy lasts 8 minutes and takes her between 18 and 40. Well, there's an orgasm gap. So Promescent helps close that gap so you can last, you last twice as long. It's called Promescent. It's the only FDA-approved treatment. Go to PROMESCENT.com if you want to have better sex, which who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It'd be funny
Do
if...
Do you guys feel that
Sorry,
you,
I continue.
No,
but
you
I, can I just say
no,
something
please,
aside?
Stop.
It'd be funny if the pill is just given to a girl to have an orgasm faster. It doesn't do anything to the guy.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
We close the gap by making the girl come instantly
oh
so that
God.
You guys are on the same
Dude,
wave.
That would
be
amazing.
Be? Menace hates foreplay.
Oh, really?
I don't even think he knows what it is.
It's too much work.
Oh, he's like, really? Like, we used to have these things on the show. He's like, how long? How long do I have to do?
Well, she was like, oh, 2 hours you need to make out.
I don't
and then
that.
It's like, then you're going to last like 2 minutes in bed.
That's your problem.
Because you're so excited to like finally have some insertion, you know?
No, I get it. I mean, I understand that it's not ideal. That our machines work differently, but you just gotta put in the time.
Guys are just too much goddamn work, is what it is.
Well, the thing is, it's great for guys probably more than it is for girls, and so you have to put in more effort because.
What's great for guys more than girls?
Sex.
No, I disagree. Well,
great sex is great for girls, but I'm saying on average, guys probably.
Oh yeah, guys are like it's like pizza. Like what really like necessarily like bad
exactly.
pizza. It's the same thing. Like I got you guys. 99.9% of the time, you are going to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
And it's
going
to be awesome.
Right.
And you're going to be like, yeah, I could have masturbated. I could have had sex. Doesn't matter. I got off.
But guys sometimes
typically
have to deal,
women.
Like a good guy deals with guilt afterwards.
Oh, you do? Tell me about it.
Well, like if I come too early or like if I come ahead of somebody and they don't get off, then I feel
But then you got to just turn around and get them off. You got to take this necklace that I'm going to give you. No, but I get what you're saying. No, I get it. Guys, there's a lot of guilt. I'm not saying like, yeah,
girls definitely have the sex thing worse.
But let me tell you one thing, though. Women, we don't trip if we never have an orgasm. Like, we don't care if we don't have an orgasm every time. We really don't.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's like, don't worry.
And we're not lying to you about that. Here's the problem. If you're with a guy and he doesn't even make an effort or he doesn't seem to care and he just, like, three-pump chump. And he's like doing the whole like, you know, jackhammer and then he's out.
Right.
You're like, you're a douche. Like you have no, but if a guy's like, oh, I'm just, you know, let me please you first.
Right. Like I clearly
if you
tried.
Can, you clearly tried. Didn't happen. We appreciate that more than you just like going in, you know, wham, bam, I'm out the door.
You don't want to feel like a fleshlight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You might want one, but you don't want to feel like one.
That's right.
So that is the whole foreplay. Okay. So we're talking to Jake and Amir. JakeandAmir.com.
Sorry, do you hear me in your microphone? Like, I don't hear me in my headset. Is
you
that
don't?
A normal thing?
You're wearing.
Do you?
We got to turn.
I do
off.
Hear what? You. Do some technical stuff. It'll
oh,
be
you
fun.
Do hear me? Maybe it's just my headphones. But I don't want to like record the whole thing and then you're like, oh, Amir's mic was.
No, no, no.
I just think that I wanted to say my part.
Okay.
Do you got? Oh, okay. See, we're doing. Do you guys? So when you meet.
Oh yeah.
Do you feel there's pressure not only sexually but to be funny? I could be like, you're so funny. Don't you? Do you feel like
no?
That we don't. We're lucky.
I can only be funny.
That's right. The part that's that comes thing. Naturally to us.
Yeah.
But a girl. Okay. What if a girl you're out with her and she like doesn't get your sense of humor? That must. Happen.
Oh yeah. That's happened before.
You're like, but I'm
even
funny.
Like you. Somebody doesn't get our sense of humor. I don't know. I've never had somebody like straight up think I wasn't funny. But I've had even girlfriends like tell me that a joke I said was not funny, and that's such a turnoff because it like. That's all I am.
Right.
So, like, if you say, that joke was bad, Jake, I will shrink. And it's, like, it's not. I'm not fun to be around.
Right. No, I get it. So you mean, like, if it's, like, you're performing or if you're just, like, talking to her and you
yeah,
say...
If, just, yeah, if I'm just talking to somebody. Like, if I'm, like, around a group of people and I'm, like, telling jokes and everyone's laughing and my girlfriend's like, "You're stop. You're embarrassed."
She's no longer your girlfriend.
Yeah. No.
That's, like, date two.
That's the beginning
well,
of
that's
the
second date. Yeah. That's when it ends usually anyway. She insults your jokes. But you guys, also, I wanted to tell you this just to make you... feel even better than you probably already do.
Oh.
Is that a recent study came out, it found that women reported having more pleasurable sex, aka orgasms, with guys who they believed had a good sense of humor.
Wow.
So there sense. You got like you got more than half the battle won.
Cool.
But I don't think you guys have a problem really.
Well, you have no idea how terrible Jake is in bed.
You are.
What?
I'm great at giving oral orgasms.
Let's 69 and see who comes first.
You're on, brother.
Do you guys hear, since you're roommates, do you hear each other having sex ever?
No, I live in a back house detached from our actual house.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's probably a good idea, because you don't want to, like...
What about in our old place? Those were thin walls.
Oh, yeah. You never got laid.
That's true. And you always did, but I put on those headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard me have sex? Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever heard you have sex.
There you have it.
And there was one time where I tried to listen.
There needs to be more sex going on here. Like, you're like,
the cup, the plastic cup.
It was really quick. It was over before it started.
What? You don't make noise.
I mean, whether it's me or, like, furniture moving, there's probably noise to be had.
Furniture dropping. Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't think that guys make enough noise during sex.
Oh. Right.
Didn't you dated that one guy, and you said at the end, he didn't make any noise.
No, I didn't even know. Like, I'm like, are you still alive? Like, if I knew an orgasm, he was like,
I do some heavy breathing and some whispering.
No, there was like no breathing, like preceding it. There was nothing. It was like, that's, I had to like look
for
that.
And then
you were done. Yeah, but it was just so not. Yeah, I'm not saying you guys got to be screaming and moaning and yelling, but just like a little bit of like.
No, I started growling when I orgasm. No lie.
Really? Like how? Show me like a tiger.
Wow.
That's hot.
I know. I really like.
I mean, that's like
that's
me faking
so primal.
It right now.
But no,
like,
that wasn't the real growl.
When you're really having an orgasm and you really growl, it feels fucking amazing.
Dude,
I didn't do it just for show.
No, I love that. That's like so primal.
Yeah.
It becomes a tiger. What do you do when you orgasm, Menace?
Just thank God that
for
I'm still alive
pizza?
Because I'm so fat. Just out of breath, just gassed out.
Oh, that's a good feelings after sex. Okay. So
but did you see that new study that said that fat guys last longer in bed?
Yeah, that was done by fat guys.
Google it.
Yeah, I did. I did. Did they last longer in bed?
Do you want a date?
You know why? Because you're probably on the bottom. You're not going behind. You're not doing it from behind. You're not doing it in the positions that are going to make it more likely.
They last like
orgasm.
4 extra minutes.
And you're just lying there. Yeah. Well, that's good. Dude, you got that going.
Hell yeah.
Okay, here's some questions. Okay, because you guys on your podcast, which is If I Were You. Why did I say If I Were... If, If I Were You is their awesome podcast, which is super successful. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
And you can get it on iTunes. And you give advice.
We do.
And so I thought, since I tried to sometimes, you know, give advice to my people here, thank you for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com, that right. we could all help people together. Like, and it's really meaningful. And thank you. Hi, Emily. I'm a new listener to the show, so sorry if this has already been covered. My question is, if a guy is playing the field and having a normal sex life with different women, what is the etiquette in terms of having him owning sex toys? I've never owned one, but I assume the first thought a woman would have if you brought one in the bedroom would be, who else have you been using that with? Thanks, Brendan. Well, yeah. I can go first here.
Yeah,
I
was just please.
Because I do. It's my show. Yeah, that's weird, Brendan. So here's the deal. You don't want to, like, stock up on sex toys that that are opened and have them in your house and whip out. Because I've had this happen to friends. Seriously, friends, not me, because I think guys know better. But I have had friends. They're like, where was that vibrator? It's like pubic hair on it. Where has it been? Oh, gross. Yeah. No, I mean, whatever it was. When people used to have pubic hair. I don't know. So, no, you don't want to, like, buy stock up on them. However, if you think there's something like a penis ring, have you ever used, like, sex toys, like a cock ring, or, like, that goes around
I've
your
never
penis?
Used
you know, and it's new, and you bought it, and you're like, I got this cool thing from my friend Emily, because I give all my friends sex toys.
Right.
Then that's fine, but you don't want to bring in ones that have been used. So,
I haven't had sex enough to need to incorporate toys. Sex in general is so, like, fun for me that I don't need to spice it up yet.
People don't incorporate toys because they've had so much sex. It's just
I think it is. They're just bored with sex at this point. They're like, now we have to spice
it. It's a gateway drug.
True.
That's what I've been telling her forever.
No,
because you start with one little tiny one, and then next thing you know, it's like a dump truck, bulldozer type apparatus.
I just wanted to create a really sexy toy called the dump truck.
I know.
I was going to, it's a huge, huge hit in China, but it didn't happen. But the thing is, first of all, sex toys, speaking of orgasms earlier, for a lot of women, that's your penis, no matter how big, no matter how it moves, no matter how small, it doesn't matter. Like, because some women prefer that. They just can't. Like, they need a vibrator, they need extra clitoral stimulation because the typical moves during sex, you're not hitting clitoris. So, it's not that it's gotten old and boring. It's that it, like, takes it. It's like having dessert that night at dinner. It's like, this is great sex with you, and then I'm going
to
wait to.
You're preaching to this guy who says that.
Well, you also said you never use sex toys.
I've never used a sex toy, but I'm not saying. But it's not because my sex is so great that I don't need them.
Right.
But I just.
No, right. But one day, typically, I guess the cool thing to do is most women have them. Like, over 54% of women own sex toys now.
Oh.
So the cool thing, if you're ever interested, you might want to say, hey, babe, so do you got any toys? I'd love to see them. And then she'll feel comfortable. And then actually, it's kind of hot. Like, it's not that you're just sitting there watching. And it's not like it's a big freaking vibrating dildo. Like, it could be this. Like, is this scary? No, this little Vesper. So then you could play with her. There's ones you could use together. Anyway, they could be hot.
Yes.
So, sex toys, moving on. So you guys don't know that about sex toys, but typically, here's the thing, Brendan. If you are in a polyamorous I'm saying it's not your thing, but if you are like in open, like I know people who are in open relationships and they actually do share sex toys.
Oh.
But you clean them after.
Yeah. Did you hear the story recently? I'm sorry. Did you hear the story recently? The guy, he was like boiling all the dildos and he burned down his house.
He was trying to do a favor for his wife because they'd been fighting about something. He goes like, I'm going to clean our sex toy collection. That's going to be such a nice thing. So he goes downstairs. He puts them in a boiling water, which you actually should not do. I guess they were glass dildos maybe or whatever. But whatever it is, he was boiling water. And then he forgot. Went upstairs, got on the phone. And then all of a sudden, fire alarm's going off. It's smoking. His wife's like, what are you doing? And they run downstairs. And she's like boiling this. He's boiling the sex toys. And the whole house almost goes on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Guy trying to do a nice goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did hear that. Okay. Dear Emily, I've listened to your show for years, both with you and sometimes Menace too. I have a very crude associate that sends me video clips, crude associate, and I happened to actually watch one the other day, and I thought I heard Menace talking in the background. I don't really pay attention into the 30-second video. I didn't really pay attention to it, but I just thought I'd email you rather than rewind it. I was wondering if you ever noticed, if you ever recorded or worked with Girls Gone Wild. I don't mean to imply anything weird, but he has a distinct voice. I was curious. Love your show. Think it's a great thing. I listen to it all the time. Cue up the great work, Robert.
Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you're sweating.
Oh, like with the boobs at like on spring break.
Yeah. Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
14.
Dude, you're
Snoop Dogg in New Orleans.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean,
Richard's. No.
when I worked at like hip hop pop radio in San Francisco, I've been to so many nightclubs and like been drunk, blacked out, and
but were you girls... on a bus outside that had women like flashing?
Not outside, but
Bettis was flashing his breasts.
I mean, I definitely been around like girls just naked in the club and stuff like that. Maybe I was in the background or something, but if it's like some
that's
like,
not your jam. You
like some horse and some other person, then it's definitely not me.
Right. And no offense, like Girls Gone Wild,
depending on like how crude they think it is.
Yeah, like Girls Gone Wild, like they're not.
That's not true. That's just like, to you, like flashing. Yeah, yeah.
Boobs.
Definitely.
you also so that wasn't you. Thanks you also, for clearing that up. We were really stressed about it. We didn't know. Yeah.
I also saw him refereeing 12 bum fights.
Yeah, that too.
Hip hop.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just in the background of really depraved internet.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Okay, we have another email, which I think is going to be really relevant to you guys. Well, I'm just going to read it. All here right. we go. How to sext. Hiya. This is really embarrassing to ask, but I really struggle with writing sexual messages to my partner. He is really good at it, but I feel like I'm disappointing him because I don't know what to write back to him. So I usually always say, oh, wow, come here now. It's really bad, and I just was seeing if you could give me some advice on what to say to him. Thanks, Katie. Well, the reason why is because don't you have like Ask Amir or something?
No, it's called textjake.com.
TextJake. It's you. Sorry, you guys.
He's a text expert.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, right. Textjake.com, and people can send you like in real live, like screen grabs. Well, how do I respond?
Actual screenshots of text, and they're like, what should I say to respond to this?
So, do you ever respond? That's so. Do they pay?
Is it like $5 a message?
Wow.
I'm that good.
Well, do you know that is brilliant? Because guys who can't give, forget sex, guys who can't give good text,
it's over.
Can't get laid.
Yeah. Sense of humor thing. It really does, because texting is all about just like
exactly
tiny little micro flirtation. And that's what so many people are bad at it. And it's literally the one thing I'm good at.
It's because I've dated guys that I was like, I liked him so much better when we're just texting. Like, we dated for a while. I'm like, I think I just want him to go to the room and text me because it's so much more. Not that you're like that, but funny. So do any of them, I mean, you're funny and you can text. So do people ever ask you to sext?
They have, yeah.
Oh, we should start sextjake.com.
You should start. Yeah. Like, dude, anything with sex in the title.
I would love to. Man, sexting, it really
I'll
is
do it with you. Like,
head.
We could do sex. Well, not. I'll help. No, whatever. No, you probably know. I'm sure.
It's all has anybody done that? They asked you for sext advice?
Or yeah, that's what you said. And what do you say?
It's happened once or twice. I mean, I could always write just like one message. I think the one that like would get me off the most is like I want to suck your cock. I want you to fuck me from behind.
Right.
Those are pretty standard. But then like
that's funny.
Most of it's like
that's funny.
I think most of it's just becoming desensitized.
I just
to
had
what
an orgasm.
Right.
Yes.
It's like it's I don't know. People are just so self-conscious. But
right.
I think you just bite the bullet and you send it and you get more desensitized each message you send.
That's true. It is true. But how do you, Katie wants to know like how you warm up. So I would say like ask questions and tell. I think you have to
put the onus on them for a little bit.
Like, yeah, and also make it like a fantasy. So you want to be kind of linear. You want to just kind of say like dirty talk. You kind of want to say what you describe. Be descriptive. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, I was thinking about you. I just got home and I got in bed and I'm thinking about you right now. I took my clothes off or something. Yeah. And then you'd say, like, really? Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm touching myself. I mean, you just kind of go from there, right?
Right.
Tell them what you'd like to do. Like, she could say, oh, I'm thinking about sucking your cock. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't leave
but,
with
like,
that.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, babe, I'm thinking about having you. Okay, here's the thing, Katie. If you're a newbie, I'm not even going to make you use the word cock, which is actually voted the number one word that was used in erotica the other day. Cock. You want to know.
It is very
just little
powerful.
I would rather see somebody say hard dick.
Really?
Yeah.
That would turn me on.
Your hard dick.
Yeah.
Dick? Really? See, to me, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, dick's a little, it makes it, but saying hard in front of it. Hard cock makes it sound like it's not
like
mine.
Like she's poor.
I never like, talk about my dick like using the word cock.
Right. No, I got it. It's all porn.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I'm not even, person. What would, let's say you just start, because you guys probably date nice girls like Katie, who maybe they're not as professional at sexting. So what would get you going? How would you like to receive your sext? And let's help Katie. So Katie's a newbie. She's dating this guy. How long has she been dating him? Let's see.
Can I just say first, I would like her just to initiate this sexting, you know, because probably 95% of the time, women aren't, you know?
I never initiate it.
The guy has to.
Right.
And that's
so let's say he says, I've been thinking... Okay, let's say he says to her, last night was so hot, I keep thinking about your hot body or something. Mm-hmm. And then what would you want back from that?
If he said, if I typed,
he started,
last night
let's
was
just
so
say
good,
he started, last night was so hot. Because she says he's
guys wouldn't say that.
Yeah, they would. Dude.
No way.
I do say we that.
You do?
Please just tell Mattis that, guys.
Aren't you afraid that like somebody would screenshot that and be like tweet it out like, what's, oh, look what he
happened. Everybody
look
at this. Everyone show somebody how sexy of a writer I am.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. That would help you get, you know.
That's why. Well, that's why you never. I would never send an unsolicited creepy sex to somebody. Yeah. I always would make sure that it's somebody that wants to get it.
Yeah.
And
so, what would you tell? Like, so you know, what? Yeah, because Mattis isn't. I think that women, we like to be complimented. Mm-hmm. We just do. There's no woman on the planet who's like, oh, I hate when he tells me I look hot. And we used to joke. I wasn't really joking, but like compliment her like 10 times a day. If you're with a girl, it's like, you look hot. I know. But I was just to get my point across. So I think, you know, to say like, you were so hot last night thinking about you, you know, and then you should say like, oh, really? Like, which, what are you thinking about? You'd be like, when you were sucking my hard dick. And then she could say that was really hot. What would you, you know, she could just get creative, Katie. Like, think of any erotica. You know what the problem is? A lot of
think about his favorite
men,
thing during sex. What right. is he like when you're actually mm-hmm.
exactly. So, right. Think about, I was thinking like, so when you're having sex, was he like really moaning when you were, you know, slapping his face or something?
Right. Does he like when your legs are straight up? Does right. he like when you're riding him? Reverse cowgirl? You know, just like tap
talk
into
about
those
exactly. Tap into how explain your last sex session or your most memorable sex session to him verbatim in mm-hmm. text, and like talk about what you want to do and right.
Yeah, I mean, asking questions is a way to keep it going without necessarily.
She'd be like,
sexy.
Yeah, and if he says I want to take your clothes off, she'd be like, well, what do you want to do next? And then right. what? And then what? Yeah. And then what? And then that could get her going.
Right.
And then you'll already be going, Katie, and then you'll know what to say.
Yeah, it's like dancing where you're letting
it's
him
just
take
like
the
dancing.
Lead, and then you just follow in step, and then you can take the lead.
But
a
do you
bit.
Wish that yeah. women took the lead more, like initiating sex? What do you guys think about that, or do you think they do?
In my experience, I'm not very good at. That's something I struggle with.
A lot of guys do.
So
would you say you struggle with doubt?
Doubt, fear, anxiety.
Yeah.
Side effects, man.
I'm fearful and anxious all the time.
Yeah.
Me too. I get it.
I don't know. I think it seems to happen. A good enough amount for me
right.
that I'm not like wishing it was happening more.
It all right. depends on the lady. There are ladies out there that could do that to text me right now and I'd be like, oh, this is great. And then there are ones that are like, I feel bad about this. So
right.
it sort of depends on the relationship you guys are already having.
Okay.
But if she's dating this guy, then it sounds like it's going well.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Menace, any? Nothing? Okay.
No, I was just saying earlier, though, I wish they would initiate more.
Well, I feel like I hear that the one of the top complaints I get asked from men is like, why won't she initiate sex? Like, why won't my partner or anyone I'm with initiate it? Yeah. They'll give you the blowjob on the second date. Mm-hmm. But once you're in a relationship, apparently women don't. I know they don't initiate sex
enough.
I think
maybe guys just have to. I feel like women are so giving when we say we want something. So you say, mm-hmm. you just have to. Guy almost just needs to have that first conversation.
Right.
But is it worth it? When you ask for it and you get it, is it worth
yes.
it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Always.
Guys want to please you. And this is the thing. Guys want to please you. Guys do. You do. You want to know. If she would be like, here's my vagina. Because men always says the vagina is like the Rubik's Cube of life, which it kind of is. And wouldn't you be psyched if she was like, I want you to do this, this,
yeah.
or that? You'd
give
be like, great.
Code.
Got the roadmap.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're pleased. I'm pleased. Let's, you know, watch TV.
You know those YouTube tutorials we took to solve the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. Yeah.
That same guy should tell me how to fuck.
Right.
Well, it's
yes.
different for everybody.
Totally.
U-R-U-L-U-L.
I think it's like an intimidating conversation to say to somebody,
is.
What gets you off? So there's like subtle ways that you can do that.
Exactly.
Like just leading people by moaning, by saying yes more of the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly. Just talk about it. And a couple people don't talk about sex enough because they mm-hmm. think that women and men believe that they're but typically women because guys are a little bit simpler in the bedroom, technically. Women assume that men just know, like you guys were like, you know, someone gave you like a manual or something, or you like saw a YouTube video, he's gonna know exactly what to do, but
yeah.
they don't. And every woman's different. So even if you were a master with your ex, you're not gonna know with this guy, so woman.
Right.
So it's confusing. So I think that the more that women speak up in the bedroom is important because why are you just sitting there suffering if you know that you want a finger in your butt
B-hole.
Or something, for example.
Yeah, I try that on literally everybody I sleep with.
I'm sure you do.
But
do you? Is it a test? I have a guy friend who does that. He's like, it's a test if she's kinky or not. Like,
yeah.
Do you?
I try it on everybody.
You stick a finger in a butt of every girl?
Yes.
And then, so how have the results been?
Some people just pull it away and some people are into it.
Right.
And I've never had somebody be like, stop it. How dare you?
Never?
No, they just,
no.
I mean, it's not like I go all
it's
in.
Good
right
yeah.
away. It's
an interesting
like
tactic.
Inch it
yeah.
closer.
You just like rub it a little. Like you're not like,
yeah. I rub it. I usually am not even so like clearly trying to do it that they have to grab my hand. But like if they just change their body so I'm not close to it,
right.
then I get that sense. But I also just wanted to say, positive reinforcement in terms over negative reinforcement, right? So like this guy might say to his girlfriend, "I love when you initiate sexting," or like, "I love when you touch me like this," not, "Hey, you've been doing this and it's bad."
Exactly. You're so absolutely right. You know, you do not want to start in with the what you're doing wrong and
right,
I wish you were doing this.
Defensive.
So I always say, yeah, when you want to have the sex talk in relationships, which a lot of people have a hard time doing, I myself struggle with it too, which is funny. If I'm dating someone, you'd think I would. I mean, I think I'm hard on myself. But right. When I was learning, and I still struggle, it's hard just to, the first conversation, you're like, okay, so sex. I mean, because you don't want to do it in bed unless it's like a move to the left, ouch, you're hurting me, like you're on my like knee, my boob or something.
Definitely
but
speak up.
It's you do want to be like, you know, like I, because I get a lot of emails from listeners who are like, well, I want to try, I have a threesome with my partner, or I want to try toys, what do I do? And so I think it's just great to be like, you know, our sex is so awesome, it was so great last night, that was so fun, you know, it would be, I think we'd have so much fun together if we started to talk dirty, or I'm going to dress up as a schoolgirl, would that be fun?
Right.
Totally. Whatever. And then you just like compliment them, it's great, and then here's where we should do this.
If a vagina is a Rubik's Cube, what is a penis? Can I recommend the ball on a paddle thing? Like
a yes! You can't only did the game?
Yeah.
It's so much easier.
Like Jacob's ladder.
Yeah.
Just like you instantly get it.
Yeah.
A penis is it's a ruler.
Yeah.
So you're using it already.
Okay. Yep.
What's the thing that you bang on and something squirts out of it?
That is the penis. We're talking about a metaphor for that.
Isn't there like a toy that and you squeeze
a whoopee cushion?
Something, but then it has to ejaculate. The penis is a simple little.
It's a harmonica.
Yeah, it's easy.
So easy. Okay.
Silly putty.
One more question.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, my name is Jason. I'm 27. I love the show and learn so much from your talks. I have three questions.
Oh, you That's said a lot one.
Of yeah, what
Dude,
the hell?
Okay, we might only have time for one. But first, I want to have sex with my ex-girlfriend's former roommate. I believe I can make it happen. My question is, why am I turned on by having sex with people that I'm not supposed to for various reasons? What has your experience been in this realm? Second, dirty talk. I want to talk dirty to my partners, but I'm never quite sure what to say, and I don't want to see something like I think it's too dirty, but it's just degrading that I wouldn't normally stay outside the bedroom. Lastly, interracial dating. I'm a black man who has dated mostly white women. Which coast is more open to interracial dating, West Coast or East Coast? Thanks, Jason.
Those are three, Jason,
that's like a whole friggin' show there, okay? Which one is the most interesting to us all that we can answer? Ex-girlfriends, former roommates?
West Coast.
The West Coast is probably more open to interracial dating.
Nah, we can answer that quickly.
But what about your ex-girlfriend's former? Like, do you guys do that? Bros for hoes? Or what's the deal? Or what did chicks say? Chicks for dicks?
Well, that's just he wants the forbidden romance. That has nothing to do with
it. He can't get over. He wants girls.
Yeah.
Because he wants that thrill of doing something different, naughty. The chase. And the forbidden.
I've been him many times. And I think that, like, you just have to weigh the pros and the cons. Like, if it will
you
really,
do
really
that,
hurt,
though.
If it will, like, really
he makes
hurt
an Excel spreadsheet of the pros and cons.
Yeah.
But except the only pro is sex, and there's never a con.
Right. Well, no, sometimes you're just like,
I can't quite come up with one. But my penis is going to be in her vagina in 10 minutes.
It's going to hurt somebody. And, like, is that okay or is it not okay?
Right.
There's plenty of people who are like, oh, this would hurt her feelings, but I don't care that much.
Right.
And that's okay. And you can have sex because you're both single and. It doesn't sound like too intense of a relationship.
Yeah,
my ex-girlfriend's former roommate.
Yeah, like it's not even like they're still roommates.
That's
but
a, that's a very tame forbidden fruit. It's
but
not
then
like,
it's like my
still
ex-girlfriend
going
or it's my current girlfriend's sister. Then you're like, yeah, I shouldn't do that.
But now then he really said, afraid. I'm turned on. Yeah, like you said, the bigger issue, having sex with people that I'm not supposed to for like married women. Who knows what road he's gone down.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's really common because it also it's commitment. Sometimes people think, well, this isn't going to work anyway. It's a little crazy and I don't really have to get intimate with this person and care. So I'm going to go after, like, the unknown, the unattainable, or the dangerous. Mm-hmm. That could be a reason.
Well, what's the psychological reasoning behind stuff? Like, even as far back as, like, the Bible, they're like, the forbiddenness of stuff is, like, so tempting.
They literally call it the forbidden fruit.
The forbidden fruit, exactly. Because any time, you know, it's also primal. Like, I just think that we've always been told that sex is wrong and shameful and in so many ways, which is the biggest issues people struggle with sexually is that they do have shame around it, whatever reason, like either they didn't perform or it goes back. I looked at you because you said it.
Even God,
Jake, I didn't mean that you
even God who wrote the Bible thought forbidden fruit was hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've messed
it
up.
And he's fucking God.
We've totally messed
it
up. Right, God knows. And so I just think that we've always made it seem like it's the thing that, but that's what makes it exciting, that we're not supposed to do it. There's shame, religion, all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all good. People should just, you know, take a bite of the apple. All right. Okay, then Dirty Talk. We kind of covered this one.
Yeah.
Madison and I once talked dirty on the show. And you said I went.
But that was for television.
Which episode was that? I want to make sure to never listen to it. Yeah. What the hell?
We had a phone sex. We were on a reality show.
It's tough, though, because this guy sounds like he wants to say things that are, like, a little degrading.
To me?
No, to people. He always does. Like, there's porn where people get off to being like,
yeah, yeah.
I love fucking
totally.
Shaming.
You're
yeah,
dirty
yeah.
whore. Just read,
and women
just
like
read
that,
Craigslist.
And some women like that, too. Oh, yeah.
But then, like, if I was fucking somebody and they, like, said out of the blue, like, oh, they were like doing dick shaming porn to me or something. Like, oh yeah, you have a tiny little dick. I would really hate that.
But you
yeah.
would hate that, but there's some men that are into that.
Exactly.
Right.
There's some men
thing.
That dress like babies and they
right.
want to
exactly.
be babies.
Exactly. They want you to pee on them. It's like dominant, right submissive, the whole thing. Absolutely.
I think and if it's like that, you almost have to bring it up beforehand.
Yeah, don't okay, here's the thing with Dirty Talk. Here's the number one rule with Dirty Talk. Do not start out really aggressive and intense if you've never been with this person or it's a new relationship. You got to build it. You got to like, babe, that's so hot. That you feel so good. Your ass feels
dirty?
Good in my hands.
Is that or is dirty
I'm
always
building
negative?
Building
off. I but
love dirty isn't always negative, but it's not like your vagina is super well, I think you use other words.
You don't
want
to be like scientific.
And you want to be descriptive and you want to just kind of build it, but you don't want to go in like, I want, you know, you're my bitch, you're my...
Right. And I'm lucky because all my dirty talk is positive.
All right.
What? Like what?
You're so tight. I love fucking you. You feel good.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's very, it's
oh, that's
positive.
Good. That's sweet too. See, that's...
No shaming.
Right, no shaming.
But does you feel good dirty talk?
Yeah. I mean, it's talking. Here's the thing. Our brains are like the largest sex organ. Women get turned on, which is why we like funny guys and personalities and things. Guys are like, she's really funny, but she's not cute. I don't care. If you talk to us in a way that's engaging, entertaining, you know, hence like text Jake or whatever. I'm sorry, did I fuck that up?
No, that's
right.
That
Jake.
Is right.
Like, that's the words turn us on. Like, if they really do. And so if you could email, text, say these words to a woman. So I think positive reinforcement is great. Just we like to hear the words. Because even during sex, that's foreplay for us. That's right. Hot. So that's what
so
I
what
recommend.
So if your inclination, though, is to shame people, if you think that's hot. Which
well,
is
then
fine,
you got to build up
like,
to it. It's totally fine.
Dude,
it's
we had
to find somebody.
You have to build up
that.
To it, though, right? But you can't be like you're a study whore bitch and you right. fucked your cousin or something.
She had this chick on the show like years ago who was like hired to shame business guys.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, and she would like show up to these guys' house and like pee in their mouth and like holy do all this shit. Crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's
where
whatever
is
you're into.
Yeah,
right.
So hot.
Do you want me to give you a number?
What does she do now?
She's a dominatrix. Yeah. I think she's still a dominatrix. She was in my sex school with me. But I think it's just, there is something for everybody, and you never, and this is actually a rule of thumb for sex across the board. No matter what you want to do, you want to stick your finger in places, you know, you don't know if she's into it or he's into it.
Rule of thumb.
Slow. Get it? Nice. Just slowly escalate everything. So dirty talk can just start with describing like you feel so good. That's the great way to start. Like you feel so hot, like your body or you know, whatever. Right.
And then
see if she responds.
Like getting fucked. Don't
right. Exactly.
That implies that she's a woman, right?
She's like oh yeah, she's
and if she's like silent, you gotta read the energy.
Right.
So I think that's just slowly build up and be descriptive. Not too descriptive right away. Okay, that's what we have time for. What else, you guys? Tell me what's going on, like where we can find you and like what else is going on?
What's our address? 510.
You guys are having a dirty talk party.
Amir's social security number is 36.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, wait, hey.
JakeandAmir.com.
That's right, JakeandAmir.com. And
ifiwereyoushow.com. Ifiwereyoushow.com.
Yeah, and what's your email?
Twitter.
JakeDeMan84 at yahoo.com.
At Jake and Amir. Do you guys, are roommates and you share a Twitter account?
Actually, I just don't use Twitter.
You
Twitter.
Do the tweets.
It's for both of us.
We should follow each other and start tweeting.
Okay.
I think I already follow you, but whatever.
What's
cool
your
if you don't follow me? I'm at Sex with Emily.
Okay.
Sex with Emily on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Menace.
Cool.
Just Menace. Menace.
He just owns the Menace. He's like Madonna.
What? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On all social media?
Yeah, it's the benefit of living in San Francisco.
Menace.
Very early adopter.
That's you
awesome.
Just call and say, hey, I want this username.
Wow.
Damn.
Dude, he knows people in places that do shit. That's amazing. And then textjake.com. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Menace. Always good to see you. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
What a great sign-up.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. But now that you're still here, get back on the mics for a second, because my final sponsor that I have to give a shout-out to is actually the Fleshlight. Oh. Funny enough.
I fucked one of you guys.
Right, exactly. So it is the number one sex toy for men. And you liked it, but you thought it was too big, which I get. And they have like hundreds of different kinds. And if there's certain porn stars you like, they get their vaginas mold. You know that. It's not the one that you got, maybe. Yeah. But it was engineered. It looks like, it feels good, right? I mean, guys, we have hundreds of sex toys we can use. So guys have their hands. And also there's the stamina training unit if you want to last longer in bed. And you have great orgasms. Your partner can use it with you. You can use it alone. It's all a good time. Check it out. Also, go to fleshlight.com. Use code Emily, and you get a bottle of lube. Because what's a fleshlight without lube?
Boom.
Yeah, free lube. So check it out, fleshlight.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening.